Good afternoon and welcome to Life Moments, a podcast designed to inform, to inspire, and to motivate. I'm Terry Beckstrom, your host, and today is Friday, February 8th, 2019. Today's podcast is podcast number 37, and the topic of discussion is unintended consequences. So as we have discussed in the past in several episodes, when we encounter people, we make almost instantaneous judgments about them, and they do the very same thing with us. You know, that occurs primarily subconsciously, and it's based on a lot of factors, which will be clearly outlined in my latest book, First Impressions, which is currently at the publisher. You're going to love this one. Hopefully it'll come out soon, and when it does, I'll let you know. But getting back to our topic of unintended consequences, the bottom line is that we sum people up in our minds long before we get to know them, just as they do with us. Unfair or not, that's the reality of how we as humans operate. The problem that a lot of people face is that in those brief few moments when we're engaging someone, they're doing subconscious mental calculations that essentially place you in a category of three: like, dislike, or don't matter. What happens in these moments can leave us with some unintended consequences when we're not making a conscious effort to project well. Project well, you may be saying, I don't care what other people think of me. Now, that may be a good soundbite when you're in the company of your friends, few or many, the choice is yours. However, in reality, those unintended consequences tend to create a domino effect, if you will, and I think you should. Let me give you an example. This is a simplistic example, but let's say you're checking into a hotel and for some reason you decide to be a jerk to the person behind the counter. Perhaps you didn't have your cup of coffee and you're going to make others pay for your foul mood. Okay, let's go with this. You show some attitude to the clerk and he or she smiles dutifully and presents you with a key card and says, "Enjoy your stay." I've said this many times, and this is worth writing down. Humans have emotions, and emotions drive people to action. It's my favorite quote. You know, you walk away from the desk feeling smug, all the while, unbeknownst to you, the clerk just gave you the room next to the loud elevator, the ice machine, with a worse view, and it may have an issue with bed bugs. You get into the room, you're upset, you start to complain to your spouse, and now he or she is mad at you. You go find a place to eat, your angry face is now firmly set, and everywhere you go, you project poorly, and you are the beneficiary and your family of all those unintended consequences. Your actions, expressions, and words all tell a story about who you really are. And although you may not have thought that your mistreatment of the hotel clerk, the waiter at the restaurant, the cashier at the grocery store, you may not have thought about it, but you left an emotional marker with each of them. And because they too are human, reciprocity will at some point make its appearance. So, what am I trying to say here? Firstly, don't forget your manners. Don't forget your kindness. Don't forget your smile. Don't forget your authenticity. Don't forget that others around you are human. Don't forget that they too have emotions. Don't forget how your body language and expressions affect how others perceive you. And don't forget how to project to others. Don't forget the pain that words can inflict. Don't forget that so often in life, what goes around comes around. Think of yourself, your face, and your body language as an electronic billboard of sorts with flashing messages that are clearly read by those who look at you. Think of a bright neon sign that flashes brightly. That, my friends, is your nonverbal messaging, all summed up nice and neatly. Your face sends messages. Your posture sends messages. Your walk sends messages. Your orientation sends messages. Your distance between others sends messages. Your feet, legs, torso, arms all send messages. And they all come together to tell others who you are and what you are. So what does your message board say? I am hateful, I'm a jerk, I'm arrogant, I'm depressed, I'm angry, stay back 500 feet. Or is it, I'm happy, I'm content, I'm excited to be alive, I'm kind, I'm a nice, fun, and positive person. You know, you want to be in the latter half of those messages. Here's the really awesome thing about human behavior and emotional projection. It's not hard to project well. It's not hard to be kind to people. It's not hard to be a nice person. I think it takes a lot more effort to be a jerk. Well, for some, it may come naturally. But it's not hard to treat others well. Here's my super secret advice to dealing effectively with others and being successful in relationships, all in one word. You know, I feel like I need to charge you $250,000 for this because of the benefits, lifelong benefits, but I'm going to give it to you for free. Wait for it. Smile. Oh, how the world would change if everyone did this. Just remember, there are unintended consequences with your projections, your actions, and your words. Make a concerted effort to be the best person that you can possibly be every day and with everyone you meet. Smile. Say hello. Be kind. And watch in amazement as the world around you transforms into a better place right before your eyes. I hope that you have a great week and a great weekend. Until next week.